This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Today's lunch special, it is breakfast, but we are already going to tell you what's going on there at lunch and dinner. Today at Dead End Barbecue, off Sutherland Avenue. Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT, sliced smoked turkey breast on toasted sourdough, bacon, lettuce, tomato, sharp cheddar cheese, served with house chips and chipotle mayonnaise, only $10. I feel like I need to do this like right now before we miss Andy. So yesterday, Andy called in twice, and we go to Andy, and he sleep like a baby. I mean, he probably had his thumb in his mouth.
There's a good chance.
I mean, it's
but you got to love the effort.
Oh, yeah, man. It's definitely a 63 effort. We'll say that. So let's go ahead and go to Andy before Andy falls asleep. Andy, good morning, man.
Hey, I'm sorry I fell asleep yesterday morning.
It's all good.
It's okay, man. The show does that to people.
Yeah, I woke up about an hour later, and I hear the beep button, and I hear you go, hello, hello? I said, oh, hell. That's embarrassing as shit. But I said, oh, hell. I guess that's part of it, though.
Yeah, Andy, Andy, we got to let you go, man. You can't say the S word. Tommy? Already.
Already. Hyped this morning.
Andy. What is wrong with you?
I think I don't know. I don't think he's ever used.
Second time.
Second time? Okay.
Yeah. Andy, get it together.
Second time on air.
Yes.
He's fiery.
First time on live radio.
It's all right.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. We did.
Had to dump him.
Yeah.
Andy.
Got the whole edit button there.
Andy. You got to get it together, Andy. We have to put you in a penalty box. Is he still on the hole?
Andy needs some, like.
So he can hear and he'll drop off on his own.
Yeah. Andy.
But he's gone.
You cannot use bad language. Can't do it, Andy. You got to have discipline.
Got a little too excited this morning.
That way. That was not that way. You lack details, accountability, and toughness. Cannot use the S word. Get some coffee, Andy. Get it together. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. All right, let's get back on track here. My goodness.
What a start.
My goodness. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, how y'all doing, individuals? Good morning.
It's a great day to be alive, gentlemen. You know what starts today. You know what starts today. Charlie, help me out.
I do know what starts today.
It's the U.S. Open,
it'll
gentlemen.
Be the U.S. Open. Yeah, so it's a good sports day, but otherwise, doing okay.
You can't say that on radio.
But...
U.S. Open. Is that what we hyped up about today?
I don't know that I'm as hyped as Brad, but I will definitely watch the U.S. Open. Because it just, in a tournament like that, you get all the best players across the board. And so that's always just a good watch.
That's not the most important
event. You're going to see a quality product.
That's not the most important event around here, guys. Sorry. The most important event, correct. The U.S. Open takes a back seat.
Oh, man.
Two, the Legends of Tennessee football camp. 3-day football camp starting today at Northview Academy Football Stadium. Jabari Davis, Eric Westmoreland, D'Angelo Lloyd, Cedric Houston, Chris Treece, Fred White, A.J. Johnson, Gerald Riggs, Tony Robinson.
And you.
I'm blessed to be a part of it. That is more important. That is way more important.
Guys, we got Tiger playing with DJ. It's at 147. We got Tiger playing with DJ.
Do you realize?
this is a big pairing right here. It's actually a threesome, but we're excited. Justin Thomas also in that group. You've
really?
Got two of the top three players in the world with Tiger Woods. I mean, it's appointment television. It's must watch.
I didn't see that. That's huge. But at the same time.
Yeah. Yes, that camp. Very excited about the camp.
Got Juice's camp.
If you have an opportunity, big time. Most likely should check it out.
It's more important than Tiger. Sorry, Brad.
Is it okay if
I'll just bite my tongue.
If I, in a casual way, call Jabari Juice?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
Dude.
Okay.
He was the J-Train.
Is that... Sure.
Yeah. That's what he goes by.
When Juice goes up and over the line, man, you know it's a score.
It is. I think it's his Twitter handle.
It is his Twitter handle. Yeah. It is his Facebook name. I mean, you kind of got to call him Juice. He has a son. I wonder if he makes his son call him Daddy Juice. Juice Daddy.
Juice Daddy.
Yeah. He called me Juice Daddy. That is... I would text him and ask him if that's what his son calls him, but I know he's super, super busy making sure everything is ready to go this morning. So I'm not going to stress him out any more than he probably is already stressed out. I know the feeling of having, you know, running a camp, one that is in size of 200, 300 kids, sometimes more, the morning of. I ain't in a movie and jokes. It's time to get after it. So I might ask him anyways, just because I need the answer. I kind of want that answer. Right. Juice Daddy.
What's your son call you?
Juice Daddy. If he doesn't, at least one time, let your son call you Juice Daddy. There's some kids out here that call their parents by their first name. Growing up, I had a friend of mine, and he called his mom by her first name, Sandy.
Mm.
And I was like,
"That's weird."
It's like, what?
I'd probably get hit.
Well, the reason why it was okay is because she had him at a very, very young age. And I think she was probably 15, 16 years old. And so they got a different relationship. I never could figure it out. Now, I was raised by my great uncle. And so usually when you have uncle, you call them, you know, Uncle Bill. Mm-hmm. Uncle Tom, Uncle Brad. I didn't call my uncle by his name. I just called him Uncle. So that was his name, just Uncle. I never called him by his first name because I would probably just get back slapped. But, yeah, he called his mother Sandy. My kids, my younger two kids, every once in a while will call me Jason just because my wife calls me Jason in front of the kid instead of calling me Dad.
Well, if your oldest rolled in here and said, "Hey, Swain Event, what's your reaction?"
I would laugh. Mm. Yeah, I would laugh. Yeah.
You think other kids come up to her in the playground at school? "Hey, is your dad Swain Event?"
That's happened before.
Huh?
Yeah, but it embarrasses her. But yeah, it does. I want to know, like, what Jabari's kid calls him.
J-Train.
That's what I would call him.
Because he knows, sure, if he acts up, a train's a coming.
Need that daily reminder.
Interesting. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Take our first break of the day. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, don't wait. Shop any Better Mattress location right now. They are doing major spring cleaning. Over half the floor is half off. Get that guest bed you've been thinking about for a great price at Better Mattress. They're making way for new inventory and have incredible deals that won't last. The Swain Event listeners get the first chance. The sooner you go in, the more choices you'll have. These are going to go fast. With just 2 weeks before new models hit the floor, Better Mattress needs to make room, and you are hearing about it first. Shop the spring cleaning liquid sale at Better Mattress right now. Half the floor is half off. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Segment, so I apologize. I would blame it on Andy, but it's not Andy's fault, even though Andy called in and we had to dump him because he used the S word. But it's not on Andy. That will be on Comcast. They're too busy trying to buy up everything, and they allowed the internet to have like a small glitch because like Wirecast went crazy, our Swain Event TV. It was weird, but we're back up now. The B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, 865-255-03. And let's get to Cardwell. Cardwell, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Just wondering if maybe you guys could give some insight on, you know, kind of what the football team is doing. Is guys getting together, watching film, position groups getting together? Are they going over playbooks together, going routes, receivers, quarterback? You know, can you kind of give some insight, maybe like from your experience, what you guys did or what they're allowed to do? I know they can be with the strength conditioning coaches. You know, how much of a you know, the impact that the other coaches have on, you know, being able to make contact with the guys right now.
There was like a small rule change. It had to be like in the last 2 years or so that before coaches could not work with the players on the field at all. And there's been like a really small rule change where there's a small window of when the coaches can do that. In addition to that, you have your normal strength and conditioning program, which includes, you know, weight room activities, and you're trying to get as many gains as possible. So during the season, you'll lift to maintain. You'll lift to prevent injuries. In the summer, you're lifting to get bigger, to get stronger. So you're getting those days where you are 80%, 90% of your max. You're trying to get really, really strong. Also, you get those days where you're getting in a ton of reps to improve your endurance and things like that. So you have that, getting stronger, getting bigger. Also, they're going to be running a lot. You know, they ran up the ramp over there at Neyland Stadium a couple days ago. I love that our strength coach is crazy.
80 yards of intensity.
Oh, he's crazy. And if you saw him in public, you'd probably be scared to talk to him. That's what I want our strength coach to be like. Oh, he looks crazy, man. And he's always hoarse.
Yeah, his voice is so fitting to his entire persona. He's like, 80 yards of intensity.
Yes.
And then
yes.
It's so awesome.
Like he has a perfect, like, WWF wrestling voice. It's perfect. It's perfect.
I would say like a drill instructor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's him. And so you're gonna get that. Obviously, they're gonna be in condition to be able to run like gazelles and be able to withstand the heat. And this is part of getting used to that heat early in the season, running and doing those things at the hottest times of the day. And that is what these guys will be doing. As far as the film work, yes, they'll be doing that. They'll do that on their own too. But yes, they'll be doing that. Guys will be watching film of West Virginia. I remember doing that when we played Cal. We were preparing for Cal, watching film in June and July. I mean, that's just what we were doing. 7-on-7 will be very, very vital as well. Pruitt on the show last week said that's something they will be doing. They're not concerned with injuries because they have to improve. So you'll get Keller Chris, you'll get Garantano, you'll get, you know, Will McBride, you'll get those quarterbacks throwing to the wide receivers, and they'll do one-on-ones, and then they will go and do team offense versus defense, and that is player ran most of the time there. So yeah, that is what's going on, and you'll get a little bit of update maybe from the players in the weight room and what they're doing and who's looking good. I think we're about a week or so out from trying to see who is standing out away from the pack of the other, you know, the new enrollees that arrived there in June. So yeah, we'll start to hear a little bit of who's standing out, but that is basically what's going on right now inside that football complex, Cartwell.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate the insight.
Oh, you're welcome, man. This is the most important time of the year for a football team. So
right now, these new enrollees probably just trying to get their bearings, trying to figure out what's where exactly if they didn't know already, as summer is about to baptize them with a lot going on in a short amount of time.
You are 100% correct, my friend. I remember you try to prepare yourself as much as you can back at your high school, back before you get to campus and you move into your dorm and you start workouts at Tennessee for the first time. You try to prepare yourself. But there's nothing like it. The intensity, you cannot duplicate it. You cannot simulate it at all. And so you get here and it takes some getting used to. I remember my first couple of days and Jabbar Davis and Eric Westmoreland, Cedric Houston. I remember last year we was at Coach Former's camp, and we were talking about this kind of at the table during lunch. I remember my first day, and what I thought was workouts was not workouts. I was huffing, I was puffing, I was sweating, I was like, oh man, this is something else. And then Johnny Long was like, all right, guys, that's it for the warm up. Say what? Huh?
That warm up.
That was just the warm up. That was just the appetizer. Wait a minute. That was just a warm up.
What you talking about?
We got a whole nother hour and a half. That's not included. And then I got used to it. After a week, it was easier. And then after 2 weeks, it was easier. And then before you knew it, it was on. That's what these guys are going through. So it's meant to be tough. It is meant to run guys off. Because I want to know who can I count on in the fourth quarter. I want to know who I can count on when the game is on the line. So it's tough. It's very, very, very tough. But this is where teams are made. 865-255. Oak 3 is our telephone number. B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. I'm so happy that the NCAA changed the rules to allow players to maintain their redshirt year if they play in the first four games. Also, if you play in a bowl game, you can have your redshirt year too. Think about Will McBride, man. Will McBride is a sophomore. And if this rule was in place last year, he would be a redshirt freshman. He only played a handful of snaps. And this is always a very tough position to be in if you are the head coach. You have to think about what's best for your football team. And then you also have to think about what's best for an individual player. Some guys don't want to redshirt. They want to play. I didn't come here to sit. I want to play. If in that situation, sometimes it's better for that player to redshirt. And they don't see the forest from the trees sometimes. They're not thinking about the long term. They're not thinking about what's best. They're just thinking about playing. They don't care about the long term goal until they are juniors or seniors and they're saying, man, I should have redshirted. But you have some players, they just want to play. They don't care. They're not thinking. You have another group of players that they are thinking about the long term. And they would rather redshirt than play 20, 30 snaps in a season and then lose the entire year. And that was a problem for a while now. That was something that always kind of bothered me. You know, a guy like Brett Smith barely played his freshman year. Had a big game against Florida. Had a huge play in that game. But he barely played. And he did not get his redshirt year when he tried to apply for that with the NCAA. He was denied. So he was done in 2006. He should have been back for 2007 because he really didn't play that much. But now the NCAA passed the rule to where in the first four games, you have that time. If you play a little bit, but you don't play after the fourth game, you can still redshirt. I think that's a major, major change.
I love it.
By the NCAA. They're trying, man. They're trying. I mean, they're still terrible.
It's about time.
They're still evil. But they're trying. You can just tell. They're trying.
But it's just good to have a moment with the NCAA when they're just not trying to screw over the kids. That's what I like to see. And even though it will be momentary and they'll get right back to their usual ways of doing things in their own interest here soon. At least there was a brief flash of something
that,
decent.
That will never change.
No. NCAA will always act like they care about the student-athletes and then do everything in their own interest.
Yeah, this will not affect them one bit. They don't care.
No. No, exactly. It's such a non-factor for the NCAA. I mean, what will this ultimately really affect besides just being a good thing for the student-athlete, for the coaches?
I mean, you can play.
It's a lack of turnover, so they're not getting as much money in every 3-4 years, maybe even more.
But you could be a freshman.
Just trying to find something, though.
And coach throws you out there, second game. and physically you're not ready. You're just not ready. Third game, you play a little bit more. You're basically confirming what the coach is thinking. Okay, I thought he was ready. He's not ready for this moment. And then you put someone else in. At that moment, you know, okay, I need to redshirt this player. Before, that's his freshman year. You just burned his freshman year. Now, man, that kid gets a redshirt. He has that year. And he got about 10 or 15 plays, got his feet wet, got maybe shell-shocked a little bit, knows what he needs to do to come back the next year and really play at this level. I love this rule.
Will this be enough?
I really do.
Will this be enough, or will you try to move it towards – well, if they play less than half this season?
Well, I think four games is enough. I mean, four games is enough to know you're not ready for this stage. The first four games, most teams are at least going to play one conference opponent in that time. No, we're going to have two really tough games in those four games. But most teams in four games, you're going to play at least one conference opponent. You can't play a bunch of cupcakes in four games. The freshman goes out there, he plays well, and then the fifth game, you don't want to play him anymore because it's the conference. It's conference schedule has kicked in. He doesn't play for the rest of the season, and now you're trying to redshirt him. No, they can't do that. I think four games is plenty enough to know that this guy can play this level or he can't. He needs to wait another season. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
A65-255-03, Hour 1, and Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Props to Toyota for sponsoring, being one of the most important sponsors for the Tennessee Legends football camp that will start today. Very, very, very excited about that. Northview High School, Jabari Davis, just so proud of him for his vision, and he's always wanted to do a big camp in Knoxville, Tennessee, and include all the former players. And I remember when I used to go across the country and do combines, and the company needing a running back coach, and I think it was at an Atlanta event, and I said, "Hey, man, I got somebody we need to bring on board, Jabari Davis." So he brought Jabari on. And his eyes got really, really big. I mean, it opened himself up to a whole new world. And he was like, "Man, I can do some of the same things in Knoxville, Tennessee, surrounding areas." And he's been doing that. And this is his baby. I'm so excited for him. I'm more excited about the young men that I get a chance to attend today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and get instruction from former professional players and big-time college football players for 3 days. It's going to be cool, man. So 5 hours a day for a total of 15-plus hours. They'll get instruction, direction from guys who have done it. So really cool. Happy for Jabari. Let's go to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Carter. Carter, good morning.
Hey, Jason, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Hey, just a quick question. You know, on the surface, this new redshirt rule definitely seems like the right thing to do. And mm-hmm. always, you know, I thought just basically overall good rule. But is there going to be a consequence of this? How many players do you think on, 85 men on a scholarship? Is that the limit?
Yes.
How many of those each year do you think plays less than 4 games?
We'll have to go and look at our roster, maybe from last year or the last few years, and kind of see.
Well, I guess where my point is okay, if all of those players, let's say there's 15 of them that didn't play, so now you can give them all a red shirt. They played. Do you run into a numbers game somewhere down the line? Because that's less scholarships you can give out. I mean, you can only have so many.
I mean that's a way to look at it. It stinks. It would stink if you recruited a group of guys, they redshirted, and here they are inside your program, and you know they can't play for you. Like, you know, okay, I messed up. They're not good. Man, I wish we can get some other players in here. That would stink. But I think the really good thing is you're building a football team, a football program that's going to have guys in it that truly, truly understand what you're trying to do as a program. I look at Dan Mullen when he's at Mississippi State, and yeah, he didn't recruit those 4 or 5-star highly rated players every single year. He'll get 1 or 2 here and there, but what he did was he had more time to develop those players because they were not looked at as being instant impact players. So his teams were mostly juniors and seniors, and every 3 years or so, he would make a run in the SEC West. You get those guys redshirting, they can get ahead in school. They can learn without going out there and playing and possibly getting you beat. And then when they are ready to play, you have more guys that truly understand what they're doing instead of kind of flying by the seat of their pants. So I do see what you're saying, though.
Is it now going to put a coach in a position? Let's say you've got a guy that didn't play, but he's really not that good. Is he worth giving another year or two? I mean, are they going? If he wants a red shirt, is coach now going to say, "Well, no, I don't think so"?
Well, that's why you got to get it right in your evaluation, Carter. I mean, you got to.
But they're going to miss. There's just some that just don't pan out.
You're going to miss, but you got to win more of those than you lose. You got to be right more times than not, and that's going to show in another 2 or 3 years. That's why you got to evaluate properly. You have to.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you, Carter. Great question. Great question. Great question. I mean, could there be some negatives to this new rule? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, depending on how much you're going to overload these first couple of years on pushing guys to being red shirts, how does that affect your numbers moving forward?
Like, what do you do when you realize, oh, man, we made a mistake. This guy can't play. We thought he could play. Okay, well, let's train him. Let's coach him up. Let's develop him. And let's see. And then you realize, nah, man, he really can't play. We tried to coach him up. We've tried to develop him. He is just not going to work. I've been around guys like that. Where, in my class, actually. Where you realize very quickly, they're not going to play here. They then become special teams players. You then make sure that they can be the best personal protector on the punt team as possible. Or the best gunner on the punt team as possible. Because they're yours. You can't really, I mean, you could, but it'll look really bad. You can't really run a guy off.
Or there's a will, there's a way.
Well, not in your second or third year as a coach. In the transition year as a first-year coach, okay, maybe. Mm. It won't look so bad. But if you recruit a player and you realize that he is not the guy you recruited, and he's doing everything right in the classroom, he's doing everything right on the football field, you can't run him off. If Dre Bowles didn't have that situation that happened, the teammates, and it was really uncomfortable to be on the team, you can't run Dre off. Dude was an excellent student, never got in trouble. You just find a place for him. I got a teammate, Bill Grimes, who was the fourth receiver that came in our class in 03. It was Meacham, it was Brett Smith, myself, Bill Grimes. No one ever heard of Bill Grimes. He didn't play. He had a couple knee injuries. It just never worked out for him. But Coach Fulmer, he was still on the team. He practiced as hard as he could. He never got in trouble. He was very mature. But you don't run guys like that off. Can't do that. He's just part of the team. Coach Fulmer, he struck out.
Well, I think you can sometimes, if you can work with them the right way, you can find value in guys like that, especially when they become upperclassmen and have them. For a guy, I mean, you said Bill Grimes never got in trouble. Was very mature, took care of himself. I mean, you can have a guy like that and sort of show like, hey, you need to be like him. Yeah. You need to be responsible.
Our guys, it's hard to use him as an example. If you're Coach Fulmer and you're saying, hey, you know, behave yourself. Be like Bill Grimes. That never happened. But
sure.
You
know, be like Bill.
But you get the general sentiment.
Yeah, like it's good to know that I don't have to worry about this player finding his name on any list where he's not going to class, he's getting in trouble. If you're not going to ball out, you better make sure that you don't get in trouble and that your grades are, you know, perfect. Because That's when you're a problem. That's when we got to run you off. If you're not contributing and you're getting in trouble and your grades are bad, it's time for you to go. that's when you have to run players off. But I wouldn't really worry about the total number right now. Like, I wouldn't worry about that. I think this is really, really good because Josh Dobbs had really no business playing his freshman year. And he had to play. He had to play. Josh Dobbs should have had another year. Last year should have been his senior year. But he was thrown in the fire because of injuries and things like that. But this is what that rule, I think, is meant for. Not everyone can play their freshman year. Not everyone should play their freshman year. Not everyone is ready, physically, mentally, emotionally. You know, we had Rachel Barba on, and she was talking about how, you know, some players mentally just they were not getting it done. And the head coach thought that this guy was a troublemaker, that he was a lost cause. And the whole time, he had a rift with his father, who was never around and was harboring all this pain and all this anger. And once he let it out, he was a great player. And sometimes you need that time. I had a little stretch where I had a couple of family members pass away, and man, I was out of it. I was out of it. I think it was my sophomore year. It was weird. And that affects you. It affects how you perform in the classroom. It affects how you perform on the football field. This is a huge change for these young men. Going from high school to not only college football, this is a business. This is Tennessee football. Mm-hmm. This is a business. This is big time. And some young men are not ready the moment they step on campus. They need time. I like this rule. 865-255-03. We got Attaboy coming up next, where we highlight some positivity in the world. So stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy with a high near 90 and a low around 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high near 92 and a low around 68. Saturday, there is a 10% chance of rain, sunny with a high in the low 90s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles, plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty.
They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of their problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
Time for Attaboy, where we highlight positivity out in the world. I have one today, but I'll let you guys go first if you have one.
I have an Attaboy for Twitter user Matt Leah, and I posted this in the show notes on the app. So download Swain Event app, go to the show notes, and you can see exactly what I'm doing because this is a video. But I'll explain what it is. Matt Leah is a Mississippi State fan, and Mississippi State, if you don't know, for the first time in a few years, made it to the College World Series. And he and his father are both State fans. His father is in the early stages of Alzheimer's, and he said in the tweet he's kind of trying to take advantage of his dad while he's got him. And so he and his father tickets to the College World Series. They live in Florida, actually. And he got his dad tickets to the College World Series and went and surprised his dad with him. It's an awesome video. Very touching. If you want a good cry this morning, I suggest that you watch that video. Go to the show notes and check it out. I just love stuff like that. And obviously Father's Day is coming up here shortly. And I thought that was just a really cool thing seeing a son be good to his dad like that.
Atta boy PGA Tour. Could be a couple atta girls. I don't know. Whoever put these tee times together for the U.S. Open, you, my friend, deserve a nice slice of cake or pie, whatever your preference is. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods, all teeing off together on hole number one at 147. Also, slide attaboy to Tiger, bringing his, quote, dinghy to Shinnecock Hills.
His what?
Dinghy is a 155-foot yacht, which he calls his dinghy. He said that there's been some guys this week through practice rounds, took them 2.5-3 hours to get to the course from their hotel. He's like, hey, worst case scenario, you have traffic, maybe a fender bender. It's not inconceivable to miss your tee time. I'm trying to prevent all of the things that I can control. So
yeah,
he's staying on his dinghy.
If you don't know, Shinnecock Hills is in New York, I believe upstate New York, and I think some of those dudes like stay in Manhattan or like close to New York City, and it just is a nightmare to get out there.
I think it's wise thinking.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity to say dinghy. I don't know.
If you got a $20 million yacht or whatever you said it was, I mean, well, you know, why not? Go right ahead.
155-foot yacht.
Ugh. I got to give you one of those.
Still living large is Tiger Woods.
Oh, that's not going to change. I'm going to Kenwood Township in New Jersey. A routine traffic stop reunited a New Jersey state trooper with the now-retired police officer who helped his mother deliver him as an infant.
Oh, wow.
Trooper Michael Patterson was on patrol last Friday when he pulled over Matthew Bailey for a tenant window violation in Kenwood Township. The two men talked, and Bailey mentioned he used to be a police officer where Patterson grew up. Bailey was on duty 27 years ago when he was called to a home of Karen Patterson, who had gone into labor. He helped deliver Michael Patterson. The trooper says, "My name is Michael Patterson. Sir, thank you for delivering me." So a really, really cool moment there where these two gentlemen reunited. The New Jersey State Police said Wednesday that Bailey was not ticketed. The trooper and his mom later met Bailey and his wife. So really,
here we go.
Really cool story there.
You can't ticket the man after you find out you delivered him.
Yeah, you helped deliver him.
Yeah.
And then you, and
it's just a window tent.
Yeah,
it's not like he's going later. Like 145. Just a little window tent.
Yeah, window tent violation, man. That is, you know, that can be.
They'll get you. You only can have a certain percent blockage or a certain percent of light that can come through or be let out. Something.
Touch and go.
Wild. I feel like it's different for each state.
You better check the rules. You better check the law before you go get your windows tinted. That's the advice there. Because they will pull you over for that. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Really cool story there. A trooper pulling over someone, and you realize, hey, man, you helped deliver me.
You used to have a mole that was right.
Wow, that's, wow, man. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Tennessee hosted grown man Crouch from North Carolina, Harden,
big boy,
University High School, Quavarius Couch, the number one athlete in the country, and we will talk about him shortly. But first, let's go to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Keep it going. Let's get to Don. Don, good morning.
Yeah, I had a quick question about the red shirt. Does the player get to decide that, or is that the team?
It depends on the situation. It really does. Sometimes you have a player that he has the luxury of saying, "Hey, coach, you know, I'm just going red shirt. You know, I'm cool with that." Especially if like the coach recommends it, you can push and try to play your freshman year. It just really depends on the situation. Sometimes the position too. So like a quarterback. Hey, you know, when you're up by a lot of points or you're down by a lot of points, let's go with the walk-on quarterback or the fourth team quarterback rather than burning the red shirt of this quarterback because we want to have him here as long as possible. So to answer your question, it really depends on the situation and the player, to be honest. But mostly it's the coach who decides that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the coach mostly.
I appreciate you guys. We're stuck down here in Texas. It's great to hear you every day.
Oh, man, thank you so much, man. What part of Texas?
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Happy to do it.
Home of the Riverwalk.
Tell Pop, hey, for me.
Home of the Riverwalk and home of the Alamo.
That's correct.
Is that it? Is that all? Like when
we got the Hill Country if you ride, and I do a lot of that.
Got it. I've been to San Antonio a few times.
And the Spurs.
And I found myself only going to like the Riverwalk, and we took a photo in front of the Alamo, the U.S. Army All-American team. And other than that, I didn't know what else that you would do in San Antonio.
Went there when I was a kid, and that was pretty much my entire experience. But of course,
we stay away from that area.
That's interesting. I guess I go to the popular spots in Knoxville. I guess it's not the same because the Alamo and the Riverwalk would be they're at legitimate tourist destinations.
Yeah.
It's sort of like it's probably like Gatlinburg. I don't go to Gatlinburg a lot, even though it's like a major, you know, joint that's 45 minutes up the road. So
yeah, we're spoiled. Hey, Don. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks for the call, guys.
Hey, thank you, Don. Stay strong down there in Texas. You know, Texas, the University of Texas. If you know this. They are the little brothers to Texas A&M, according to a commit down there that's been talking trash about Texas. I think it's hilarious that A&M thinks they are a big brother and Texas is little brother. But, hey, that's what makes college football fun, right?
You know what would be able to settle that is if they would play in football. But, no.
They'll play.
They won't. I actually had the pleasure to be at the very last time they ever played. That's like one of the cooler games I've ever been to, even though ultimately it wasn't a great football game. Texas won on a last-second field goal. But
Sounds like a good game.
It was well, okay. It was a great game, but I guess
not to reveal your Aggie fandom here.
Well, my sister went to Texas A&M, and you know I was there to support the team.
Really? I didn't know that.
Really?
No, I didn't know your sister went to A&M.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did not know that.
Did not graduate from A&M. Ended up graduating from Tennessee, but yeah, went there.
Charlie is actually a part of that cult down there.
2 years. I know it well. I've been down there and seen it right up close multiple times. Been to football games. Yeah,
he does the whole chant.
Dude, their chants are the most insane thing that I've ever seen in terms of cult. Like they have stanzas and verses and choruses and bridges and
the hand signs.
The hand signs. And then I think the weirdest thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is I sat in the student section, I think I've been to two Texas A&M football games, I think. Was in the student section with my sister, and the yell leaders say, "Hump it, Aggs." They yell that, and everyone bends over at the waist and like bends over to their knees. And I don't think people realize that they do that. And I was like, is this really what we're doing?
So you have to do it.
I mean, yeah, if you don't, you're just like the weirdo standing up out of everyone. You know, not.
I'd be that weirdo.
But I didn't know any of the words, so it didn't really matter either way. Because they're like, "Farmers fight Texas A&M, go beat Texas, go fight." Like, they're complicated, man.
I'm paying my money to see y'all play football. I ain't come here to participate in all these activities, okay?
No. But that's why they have the
lucky if I get a shaker.
That's why they have the midnight yell practices, because you have to go and like literally have a chorus practice, have a learning session for all of their cheers.
All right, guys, this side we'll say go, and this side will say Rocky Top, and this side's gonna say offense first down.
Here comes treble.
What was? I forgot that attempt that we made.
Section 308 is bass. Section 307 is treble.
Yep.
I forgot
soprano.
I forgot that attempt that Coach Jones tried to that he made trying to get the offensive chance down for Tennessee games. It was weird.
Did not work.
All right, hour two coming up here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, 865-255-03. Stay with us.